Welcome to the Jaded Gamers, episode 28. I'm your host, Katsu, and here with me, as always, is the Pharaoh. So that's 1 week in a row.
Yep, we're like that construction site with 2 weeks without missing a podcast.
Well, 1 week that we actually decided that Fridays were good. So we'll hopefully keep up this, you know, Friday afternoon
stuff. This breakneck pace.
Yeah, of 1 week. Well, the problem is that actually today is sort of a weird day because I got out of work at pretty much noon. So that is not going to be happening often, unfortunately. It's really all due to the whole bunch of classes I've been taking the last few weeks. I've been taking classes for work. I recently switched jobs, so whenever you do that, usually you take a whole bunch of training classes a week long, and typically on Fridays you get a half day, so that's pretty cool. But the other thing is I actually started some community college classes. I don't know if I talked about it in the last podcast, but...
No, you did not.
Yeah, I'm actually taking some video game development courses. Austin Community College, curiously enough, here in Austin, actually has developed a program with cooperation from the local game developers, of which there are, depending on who you talk to, between 40 and 50 game developers here in Austin.
And they're all keep quiet about it.
Yeah. So they got together with the people from ACC and put together this 12-week sort of certificate continuing education program. And the difference between this program and some of those other fly-by-night game programming schools that you might see on G4 or late-night TV is
like
that... Full Sail isn't actually... is actually a real, you know, program. I mean, or learning institute. The only reason I know that is because I actually know someone whose friend went to Full Sail, and he's now a animator. So apparently Full Sail is one of the legit ones. But there are, you know, the ones where the guys are like, hey, can you believe we have this awesome job making video games? And they're like, you know, doing the typical actor video gaming style where they shake the controller and move around. You know, that's why they made the Wii, right? Because everybody's moving around like idiots. They over-exaggerated movements, at least in movies. So have you seen that commercial where these two guys are like, can we believe we're getting paid to do this?
And I don't watch TV.
The boss comes in and is like, hey, guys, I need you to get work on, you know, I need you to add this new feature. And they're like, hold on, we're almost done with level 6. And I'm like, what? These two idiots are like, there's no way. They look like reject GameStop employees. So
how's that different from regular GameStop employees?
Well, these are the rejects. They weren't even good enough to be at GameStop. But anyway, so these developers here in Austin got together, I said, with the guy from ACC, and basically what they're doing is teaching us real skills that actually are wanted skills, not, you know, theoretical skills. So they developed this 12 course program, and the nice part about it is that in order to get the full program certificate or whatever, you actually have to take things that are outside of your normal scope. So if you're a art guy, you have to take programming. If you're a programming guy, you have to take some art. You have to take some classes in each of the different things, some business classes, some art and design classes, and some technical like programming classes, no matter what you decide to, quote, major in, unquote. But then you specialize once you take the general, you know, the minimum requirements and certain ones you specialize.
That makes perfect sense. I think that in a lot of jobs, if the different departments understood how
exactly
the job worked, how every other department's job worked, they would get
more appreciative of the different, you know, types of things that, you know, when they ask for things, they're not, you know, oh, those marketing guys are a bunch of assholes. They don't know what's going on. Or the art guys are always, you know, these programming guys are limiting us. We're trying to make all these cool looking things and they, you know, don't let us. And programming guys say the art guys aren't, you know, realistic with their expectations. What do they think? We got infinite memory here. And so that's one of the things, actually, when I went to the orientation session, that they were saying that, it's good to have cross-pollinization where you have... So one of the hardest things to come across are people that are like technical artists, people that understand the technical side of things while still being able to create artistically. So by having, you know, people taking all different types of these classes, they're able to get, you know, future employees that are better, easier to work with. A lot of the problems, they said, are just problems with getting the different teams to talk to each other. So So that's good. So right now I'm taking Video Game Programming 1 and Video Game Design 1. So far, you know, I've only taken one class in each, and it seems pretty good. We're using XNA for development and Video Game Programming 1. And he showed us basically what we're doing is we're following a basic design that he's come up with for a very basic sort of overhead gauntlet type of game. Grid-based. It's not very pretty or anything. He actually showed us the final product. So he'll take us about half to two-thirds of the way through that game. And then after that, it's up to you to customize it and to kind of make it your own. Or if you really prefer to make something of your own, then you can actually do one from scratch using the skills you learned through the game, you know, throughout the semester, you know, programming his game. He said some of the coolest stuff that he got was last semester they got this guy who actually programmed his own version of Guitar Hero for the PC. He had two complete track lists programmed, and he used the Xbox 360 USB guitar, and he actually remade Guitar Hero, which isn't creatively, you know, it's not a creative challenge to just copy something, but it's a technical challenge, and this is a programming class. So that's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the other class is my design class. In that one, I was sort of put off when I got in the room and there was no computers at all. So it's just a lecture room.
That doesn't sound...
Yeah, it seems kind of weird, but I think what this guy is really, the design guy is really pushing is in fact design. He, you know, it's not so much, you don't really need to know how to program or you really even need to be good at game design to be good at design in general. So they're actually one of the texts, the supplementary text to the course, in addition to the video game design text, is the design of everyday things. So there's a lot of things that are designed outside of video games that really relate to video games. So professor on that one's a little bit, I think, going to be a little bit better at teaching. As you know, people that are good at doing something aren't necessarily good teachers. And I think my programming teacher might be a little bit, he's been in the industry for a while. He's fairly young. I think he's like 32, 33, something like that. But he's been in the video game industry for about 8 years programming. So he listed off some stuff that he's worked on, and most of it were ports to N64 and PlayStation stuff. Like Tony Hawk 1 for the N64 was his first game, I think. So he said that was actually a good experience because as a first game, that the guys at Neversoft were awesome programmers. And so he got to see really good code to begin with, and it was a really great game to begin with, so he was pretty lucky that his first project didn't suck. So he said it sold very, very well, and he started working on other projects and whatnot. At least from the first class, everything was mostly read this and do it, which isn't too great, you know, but I'll, you know, see how the second week goes. But I'm not really a big fan of, like, here are the steps to do something, do it, let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah.
That's not really, I hope it's really more than that, and we'll see. That was the first class.
Is there a lab that goes with it?
Yeah. There's no homework. It says everything should be able to be done during the course of the 3-hour time frame that we're there. So, you know, it could be good. And then the design guy is more about classroom discussion. And first thing we did was like list out a whole bunch of just games in general. And then we kind of went over the actual definition, at least within the realm of game development, what a game truly is. And then we started, like, we had stuff like Candyland, poker, you know, hopscotch, Tetris, things like that, just general games. And we actually went through those and say, is this really a game or is it a puzzle? Is it a, you know, and there's distinct guidelines for what really makes a game. And that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, for instance, The Sims isn't a game. It's a software toy because there's no real goal. You can play The Sims forever, and there's no real penalty.
You can make your own goals in that game.
You can, but he says that's not real. No, it's not a game. It's a toy, and what you do with toys is you play with toys. So toys are something where you come up with your own definitions for what the rules are, and as you play. And games have very strict, laid out definitions for what is the goal, what to do. There's an antagonist, either AI or human and whatnot. So it's pretty interesting stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been doing that. And it's, like I said, I've taken two courses at school. So I've been very busy. My Monday and Tuesday of this week were actually from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So that kind of took a lot of time. And like I said, at least I got out early today and was able to do this podcast, but we might still have to figure out what to do next Friday as far as a time slot for doing a podcast.
Well, next Friday we're taking our annual trip to South Padre.
Oh, damn, you're right. So we'll have to figure something out, either day before or I don't know. It more than likely will be late again next week. But so yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing a lot of. And other than I got my garage door replaced today, that was fun. $600 down the drain there. Not really down the drain, but, you know, unexpected costs. So what's going on with you?
Well, I everything's done for getting my house paid for.
That's right.
On the 26th, I close. And then I have a fancy-dancy home to live in and spread out all my shit.
Yeah. Your home will get smaller very quickly.
Well,
I lived in a one bedroom apartment, and when I moved into my house, I thought, wow, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, garage, you know, and I brought all my shit in here, and it all fit in a one bedroom apartment. And I was like, wow, this is tons of room. Now I have shit overflowing everywhere you look. It's just like crap just everywhere. I have a whole room dedicated to video games, and that's just overflowing. Then I have 2 arcade machines on the first floor, I have two upstairs. And then I have, you know, stuff coming out of my tech closet where I keep all my old tech crap. I need to get that cleaned out.
I'm going to do a big purge before I go into the new place.
That'll keep you good for a little while. But over time, all you do is, when you get a bigger house, it's not really for you. It's for your crap.
No, it's for me.
No. You really only need a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen, and maybe a place to sit.
I need a rumpus room.
No, see, nobody needs that. They want that stuff. So, you know, this house should be plenty big for my wife and I and, you know, our 2-year-old daughter. But we're thinking, we're kind of cramped. But really, it's because we have a bunch of crap. Or really, because I have a bunch of crap.
You should buy a house right next to mine.
Yeah, then I have to sell this house, and that's a big pain in the ass. And I'm probably going to fix it up a little bit this year and then see where we stand. If
you have enough room in your backyard to put an entirely...
Another house.
You should probably just do that.
Yeah,
it'd
but
be cheaper.
When I bought this house, I really wasn't thinking this was my dream home or my home forever. It was just kind of a, I don't want to rent, so I'll buy this house. So the next house I probably will have built custom made, and so I can choose where I want the rooms to be and choose how big, you know, my game room will be. So, I mean, this house works for now, but if we ever have another kid, we're going to have to definitely get another house because this, you can't have it, yeah, it's... It's for more crap, basically. So, but you're pretty excited, right?
I guess.
Have you ever... This is your first house?
That I know of, yes.
That you know of? Okay. Cool. And you'll be close to your new work site.
Yeah,
Is your job moving? Your work site's
December,
moving?
December, yeah.
Oh, this year already?
This year.
Cool.
Well, they already sold the building that everyone works in, so I think...
They better get their ass
they better. It's already installed and it's air-conditioned, so it'll be good.
Awesome.
I finally finished my Media Center PC.
Yeah?
I installed Vista and Ubuntu. Feisty Fawn or whatever the new one is.
Yeah, I think that's the newest one.
It looks nice. It's all set up. I set it up right before I got here, and then I didn't do anything with it. I didn't set up the sound yet, but auto-detected my TV and everything. It even knows that it's a Samsung DLP.
What is this? You said you installed Vista and Ubuntu?
Yep.
Which one did you install... that it detected all that shit?
Both of them
detect that?
Yeah.
Why did you install 2 operating systems? Just to test them?
Just because I wanted to play with Ubuntu.
Oh, okay.
I think the Linux will become a bigger player as time goes on and Microsoft releases products like Vista.
Well, you don't necessarily have to have a better product. You have to have better marketing. And it's hard to beat Microsoft marketing and stranglehold on the market. It's been proven time and time again. A better product.
I can't remember the last time I saw Microsoft marketing for OS.
The thing is, like I said, time and time again, the best product has been shown that it can be easily defeated by better marketing, better business tactics.
Well,
so Linux, even giving shit away like Linux.
As I don't like Linux, one of my coworkers, Jagged Fire, you know him.
Yeah.
He said, just put it in. I said, my time is worth something. I'm not going to use Linux. And he said, it's all clicks. It's all next, 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 next. And sure enough, it was. It installed just like Windows would install. Mm-hmm. In fact, easier. It detected all my max resolutions and set everything up. It didn't start at the bottom like Windows does.
Right. Well, Vista detected my resolutions. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to defend Microsoft because I
my
really
resolution for the 16 by 12 monitor that I was using at 800 by 600.
That's strange. Mine was detected properly. Did it at 1920 by 1200.
And so then it didn't even detect my catalyst control panel for my ATI card detected my display, but Windows did not. Not until it loaded did it change over. But now I can watch HD movies on my TV, put some emulators on there, some 360 controller emulator goodness.
Yeah. A lot of people have been hating on Vista pretty hard, but I mean, I don't see how it's not going to become the next standard. The same shit happens every time they release a new, big release.
So no, this is not what this happened with ME, but it did not happen with XP.
Yeah, but ME wasn't really. It was the consumer. They were still splintered. They had the 2000 Windows Professional 2000, and they had ME.
And they have 2003 Server 2003.
Yeah,
right now.
But I don't know. I still don't see how you're going to avoid Vista. I mean, not you specifically, but the consumer is going to avoid
Vista.
Well, if
you look, when XP came out, it penetrated developing markets like China and India immediately. And right now, all of the OEMs in China, because I actually see this research every Monday, a whole bunch of emails come in my inbox at work, and I read through them all. And it actually stopped offering Vista on a lot of the OEMs. And that's never happened before.
It may be that it's, I don't know. To be honest, it's not that different as far as interface. So for the consumer to...
As far as using resources, XP did not use that many more resources.
Oh, absolutely. Vista is a big resource hog.
And that's actually, that's the real adoption problem.
Well, I think most people aren't going to buy Vista. Most people are going to buy computers with Vista on them.
But the minimum hardware required to run Vista it's a huge jump, especially in cost for OEMs.
Yep, I agree. But
we're here to talk about games, so let's talk about games.
Well, that's sort of game related, though. I mean, they have the whole DX10 thing for Vista, which is sort of a disaster right now. Nothing supports it. Nothing exclusively supports it except for Shadowrun. And
I have a lot to say about DirectX 10 games that I'll talk about a little bit of what I've been seeing passing through my desk these couple days, but I won't talk about anything I can't talk about.
Okay.
Today I saw Far Cry 2.
Mm-hmm.
Looks amazing. You know how Team Fortress has that nice kind of kitsch look for it? The artistic styling?
I guess. I mean, I've seen videos of Far Cry.
It looks like a cross between Far Cry 2 and... or it looks like a cross between Crysis and Team Fortress 2.
Well, doesn't use the Crysis engine?
Yeah, the Cry engine.
Yeah.
But it has a very nice styling. Far Cry was just very pretty, but it didn't have a very nice style. It was just a standard, pretty-looking game. But they actually have really good art direction.
I've been seeing reports that Crysis single player sucks. That it's pretty much a very much glorified tech demo. And that maybe Far Cry 2 is actually the game that you want to play. Because Crysis apparently is very thin.
What else used the Far Cry 1 engine? Anything?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
There's nothing I can think of besides Far Cry Vengeance.
Must have been something. But yeah, I can't tell you. I don't know what it was. But yeah, I think Far Cry 2 will probably be, I don't know, are they different teams, you think? Maybe if the Crysis team's more tech-oriented and they're engine-based, and the Far Cry 2 team may be more design team.
Well, I wonder if Far Cry 2 is actually made by the same, or that it's a licensed out, make us a game with
engine. No. Crysis is the, not sequel, but the spiritual next tech level version of Far Cry. It's the same.
So then what's Far Cry 2?
It's just another game. It's a different IP for the same company, but they still. They could have a different development team, right? They could have the Crysis team leading the tech way, and then Far Cry 2 kind of a step and a half behind with the tech stuff. But definitely it seems ahead design wise. Because I just keep hearing people that play Crysis just like, it's pretty boring. I mean, it looks nice, but it's going to get old real fast.
I'm going to break a little bit of NDA here to say something awesome. Is it Hell Shadow London? Is that what they're calling it?
Hell Shadow? Hellgate, yeah.
That game is going to sell a lot of copies. That's what I'll say about it.
Is that like a Diablo style game or?
Pretty much. It seems like a cross between Diablo and Neverwinter Nights.
That's the game that has an online component that sells separately or something from the offline component?
You get extra stuff for the online if you pay a monthly fee. That's the same style that a lot of MMOs are using in Korea and China. Like, I Blood Moon or Moon 2 or whatever, there's something that I just played that
I have no idea what you're talking about. Something that's already out in retail?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not retail, it's free. Completely free to download.
Yeah, I don't know. So Hellgate London's going to be badass, huh?
I think so.
Isn't it November? Is that the release date?
I think it's Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Which would be perfect.
You know, it's got to be super, super badass and exclusive to the PC in order for me to buy it, because...
For sure it's exclusive to the PC.
Okay. Just because, I've mentioned a couple of times, I just don't get around to playing PC games. It's got to be on a console where I can't get distracted by the actual internet, you know, the web browsing and the YouTubes and all that other stuff, and then I never actually get around to playing games. So if it's really, really awesome, the good thing about PC games is they're generally pretty cheap. Especially, like, the first week of release, Fry's and Circuit City tend to put them on sale, so I may pick it up.
Speaking of Neverwinter Night 2, I played a bunch of it over last weekend.
I've never played that
game. Just like Neverwinter Night, so much so that I couldn't even play through the level after the demo. I just got bored. It was like, oh, I'm playing the same game over again with prettier
graphics. That's the one that got a really fucked up review that got pulled back. That was the review where the guy, like, didn't actually play the game, or what did he do? Something weird. It was some scandal surrounding that IGN review of Neverwinter Nights 2. And that, or did he say it? I don't know. It was really weird. It was, like, not very professional or something. And I think the IGN editors even had to defend the review and stuff. That it was, like,
I think that was Neverwinter Nights 2.
Yeah, I think so. But, yeah, I never played that game. I didn't even play the first one, so.
Whatever. You're going to have to excuse my enthusiasm here, because I'm all doped up on allergy medicine.
Okay.
So if I seem groggy, I'm not wasted. It's just allergy meds.
Awesome. Well, I'm sort of exclusive. I got the Call of Duty 4 beta on my 360. Did you get into that? Did you even try?
I didn't even try.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it was like 100,000 people or something, so it's not terribly exclusive. I don't even know how many people try to get in, but it's pretty good. I know you've been anti-Call of Duty because of the World War II aspect, but like I said, there is no World War II aspect anymore, but it is a first-person shooter. It's more like Ghost Recon or something, but, you know, first-person. Ghost Recon's not first-person. Sort of like Ghost Recon and Call of Duty put together. So it's pretty good. It's multiplayer only, so I can't say anything about single player. But the frame rate's pretty good. The lag is, you know, minimal, so it's got pretty decent networking. The game itself, I'm more used to Quake-style games, UT even-style games, realistic modern-style games. More arcadey, more like, you know, railguns instead of M16s and... grenades, and there's no grenades in rail. Well, actually, there are. There are grenades in Quake.
Yeah, but I haven't been a big fan of
realistic
first-person shooters.
Yeah. The thing is, you get shot like 2 times and you're dead. It's like, bah-bah, dead. You know, especially if the headshot, you're just like, da-da-da, dead. I'm like, yeah, that's not really so fun. So you die a lot. At least I do. I'm not a bad first-person FPS player, but, you know, again, I am handicapped a little by the control sticks, but even still, like, it just seems you die a lot. Like, everybody dies a lot. It's got some component where you rank up, you know, after some of the kills or whatever it is you do.
They're copying Battlefield 2 for that.
I wasn't a fan of Battlefield either. So, I mean, it looks fun, and I'm sure people that enjoy the Call of Duty line of games will really enjoy the multiplayer aspect of it. And it's definitely... See, like, Halo's like kind of like Quake underwater, I guess. If you played Quake underwater, that'd be kind of like Halo with vehicles.
Yeah.
And this is just too realistic. And I can play stuff like Halo, but
not very realistic.
No, exactly. That's why.
Perfect.
And that's why I can kind of get into that type of thing. But the realistic shooters are kind of for me.
Speaking of things that are too realistic.
But it looks nice, though. It's decent.
I've been playing Warhawk.
Oh, you bought the game?
I did.
To me, it seemed like a glorified Battlefield.
And that's exactly what it is, with terrible controls.
I'm glad I didn't buy it. Did you not switch it to the analog sticks?
You can do that?
Yes.
No, it defaulted to the analog sticks.
Oh, I don't know if it defaults to it or not, but I know people have been like, yeah, fuck the six axes, just use the analog sticks to control the Warhawk.
It always used the analog stick. Maybe it defaults to it.
I don't know. So it still controls poorly, and even though you're using the analog sticks?
The vehicles control awesome, but anytime you're not in a vehicle, which is about 60% of the time,
yeah,
it controls like shit.
You mean like when you're just on a ground
force trooper guy? Yeah, it's third-person view when you're on the ground.
All right.
And it just...
Really?
Not good.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Battlefield, so I figured I'd stay away from Warhawk. Maybe I'll pick it up when it's on sale or being clearance out or something. But the thing is, it's sort of like a Shadowrun, you know? It's multiplayer only. So right now, it's when it's hot.
That's aren't you the person who says, I never play through the single player and multiplayer games?
Yeah, but that means that I have to... Well, that doesn't necessarily mean I like all multiplayer only games. I have to actually like the game. Just because there's no single player component doesn't mean that multiplayer is, you know, something that I like. So for this particular game, you know, the Battlefield, where you run around and get in vehicles and, you know, ground battle and air battle, is not for me. So that's why I stayed away from that. How often, I mean, did you just get it or did you been playing it a week or?
I played it for two sessions, about 3-4 hours each.
So would you agree it's sort of like Shadowrun, not necessarily in design, but in it's an online only, multiplayer only, very limited lifespan type of game?
Well, that could be used to describe lots and lots of different games. So yeah. I'm not sure I like that.
It's just
comparison.
Like, you know, I just, if I wait, like I said, like, let's see if I wait 6 months until it gets discounted or something. Then I get online. Like, how many people are going to be on there, you know, in 6 months' time?
A lot of people. There are a lot of gamers that buy one game every 6 months, and if they get stuck with Warhawk, they play it for 6 months.
Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, I like the way you word that, if they get stuck with Warhawk. So, yeah, Shadowrun, like, Foss is gone.
But Shadowrun is actually still, you can easily get into a game. There's still tons of people playing.
Yeah, the developer was recently officially, you know, pronounced dead. It's done. Some of the developers went to Microsoft, and some just went away.
Well, the pen and paper is still, the license is still owned by WizKids, and uh-huh. They're releasing a new version of Shadowrun for the pen and paper for anybody who loves that stuff.
It doesn't help the guy that paid $60 for Shadowrun for the 360, though, or the PC. They got bugs and shit. Who's going to take care of that?
They already fixed all the bugs. What's left?
Oh, they fixed all the bugs?
Pretty much.
Really?
I can't think of any game destroying bugs that are left.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Except for what I would call a bug, which is not having a real ranking system.
Well, see, that'll never be addressed because there's no more team.
And there'll never be a Shadowrun 2, even though it's an awesome game.
Yeah, probably. And that didn't sell too well.
I can't wait for Team Fortress 2, though.
If they would have been released that at $40, the way they did Warhawk, that would have been
the perfect price for
big boost to the popularity. Exactly. There's, again, it's online only, multiplayer only. How can you charge full price? Seems sort of silly to me.
So did you pick up Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
No.
No?
Why would I?
Yeah. Why would anyone? These are not the kind of... We
Xbox
had some
Live
awesome
arcade
Xbox
games.
Live Arcade games over the summer. We had Carcassonne. We had Settlers of Catan. We had Puzzle Fighter.
I would bet that Sonic 2 sells more than Carcassonne and Settlers of Catan together.
There are a lot of stupid people.
Purely based on the name. And Sonic 2 sold a ton of cartridges back in the day. It was big. So a lot of people are going to go, oh, Sonic 2, I remember that. And pick it up. Or people are going to go, what's Carcassonne? So, you know, I can understand why they wanted to release stuff like Sonic on Xbox Live Arcade. They can dump it off yet again for the 15th time.
That should be an additional thing to dump off. That should be an extra title.
You know what's good, though? That at least when it goes to the Microsoft Xbox Live Arcade, they actually add stuff to it, like online co-op.
Did they?
Yeah. It's got, I mean, it's still $5, which isn't bad.
So Sonic 2 was the one with
Tails.
They added Miles Prowler.
Prower. Yeah, you get it, Miles Prower.
I get it.
Okay.
It's just not good.
I didn't say it was. But yeah, that's Tails. So yeah, they added it. But when they released stuff for the Wii, it's GIMPed.
Well, it's not GIMPed. It's just basically like the same as if you downloaded a ROM.
No, but there's some, like, they just released NES Play Action Football.
Yeah.
The big draw for that during, you know, its initial heyday was that it was four player, and it came with the four way play thing adapter, so four player. Now it's not even four player.
Wow.
GIMPed. They took out four player.
What was the last Wii game you bought on download?
Never bought one.
Virtual console title?
Never bought one. But I was reading about how they took out four way play. It was like, that was the kind of the whole draw to the NES game.
On the plus side, they're bringing in some TurboGrafx CD games like Book of Ys.
Right. Well,
They specifically mentioned Book of East.
What else? There was a... I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I saw that announcement, so...
I don't know how they're going to do it without CD sound, but...
Well, MP3s.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, they can compress sound fairly well now. Neo Geo games are also coming to the Virtual Console.
That'll be
now,
nice.
Those are going to be tough to compress, because those guys are huge. And that was kind of the drawing, you know, the big draw
What's
to
Neo
Geo games.
Neo Geo game size?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I'm going to say there's some games that are like over 100 meg.
And that's fine.
Well, that's fine nowadays for your computer, but for a Virtual Console, that
well,
you have you only have 512 meg.
You'll need a...
You only have 512 meg of internal...
card on there is overflow, so you'll need to have an SD card.
I wonder how the... I mean, MAME had issues with Xbox, the Xbox MAME with Neo Geo games, because the game wouldn't fit in memory. They only had 64 megs of memory, and games would be like 100 and some megs.
How much memory does the Wii have? It's got to be at least 128.
I don't know. Can't answer that. Don't know. I'm sure we could look it up, but I'm too lazy. In any case, I'm sure they'll figure out the technical details. But, yeah, they're finally coming out. I think that's pretty cool. They're starting out with some of the smaller games, the first games like Fatal Fury and stuff. Those are pretty small.
They should have started out with Metal Slug.
No, they should start out with Garo Mark of the Wolves. That'd be awesome. The Virtual Console, it can be good, but it seems way overpriced and there's really no added benefit. Lots of times they jack stuff up, you know, they remove stuff out of the original game. The only game I can remember that got jacked up on the Xbox Live release was Cyberball, where they removed multiplayer from pretty much a multiplayer only game. So other than that, I think generally speaking, either they add some nice touches like enhanced graphics, or they add online multiplayer, or at least online leaderboard or something, none of which the Wii has.
You want to move on to some new games for this week?
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on to new games. So for the multi-platforms, we have two NHL games. Very exciting. NHL 08.
Yeah, especially in the U.S. where hockey is super popular.
Especially in South Texas, where we live. NHL 08 and NHL 2K8. The only real comment to have about this is that I've always been a fan of 2K since the Dreamcast days. And I always like to see 2K triumph in whatever sport that they're in, just because it gives EA... you know, some competition. Yeah, some competition, and it keeps them on the ball and makes both games better. Well, this year, apparently, the 2K game sucked. So
that's what I heard.
The 2K.
And I heard the same thing about the football game.
Yeah, all pro football
didn't
do
too
well either. But yeah, 2K8 got a 4 of 10, I think, on IGN. Is it IGN that did that? Or 1UP? One of those guys.
Did they subtract 2 points because it was a hockey game?
I don't know. But the NHL 08 game is supposed to be a little bit better this year, so that sort of makes me sad. Hopefully 2K will get their shit in gear for 09, man, because they just can't let EA run away with it.
Yep.
They already have the Madden game, and...
I wonder how many
there's not very many there's not very many sports they can compete on. I'm really hoping that the 2K8 basketball game is awesome, because that's really the only one I care about. So if that game's good, then I guess
I actually would like the baseball games.
The baseball game, I guess. But like I said, as long as they stay in business and keep EA on their toes, that's really all I care about. I mean, they really kicked their ass when they dropped their price down that 1 year to $20. Man,
oh, yeah.
That's what made EA scramble and get the NFL license and all that stuff. So,
and they still made money.
Yeah. So, okay, moving on. PC, basically, I started to list all this stuff out, and basically I said, you know, they're all crap. Everything, it's either crap or
Give
stuff I don't
example.
Care about. It's like Ship Simulator 2008 or something.
That's not a game.
Exactly. Right? And my design teacher and my design teacher would say the same thing. That is not a game. It's a simulator. I don't know, dude. It was just a bunch of random crap that gets like two out of tens at GameSpot and stuff. It's just, So skipping PC. There's no relevant PC releases this week as far as I'm concerned. If you're the big, you know, if you're a ship simulation guy, you know, my apologies. Go have fun with your 2008 version of your simulator. But
Have fun in your sandbox.
But for the most part, there's nothing really that great out for PC this week. For the 360, we've got Skate, and I'm pretty sure that's a PS3 title as well. I don't know why it's delayed, the PS3 version, but it's kind of like Stranglehold. Stranglehold is also a PS3 title, and that was delayed on the PS3.
So. And that's the one that comes with Hard Boiled?
Yeah, that's the only reason I didn't buy Stranglehold for the Xbox 360. It, you know, Sony, maybe finally got me, you know? There's something about their release that actually differentiated their product from 361 in a good way.
Well, The Darkness had full cartoons on PS3. Full animation and better compressed movies.
Why did you tell me that? It makes me sad.
Why?
Because I don't have that one. Nah, fuck that.
It'll be cheap soon.
Already finished that game.
And supposedly not the lag on their servers.
The multiplayer was just stupid. It was stupid. But yeah, so Skate's out.
I'm thinking of canceling my Guitar Hero 3 pre-order and getting Skate. And just waiting until Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3 are out and buy whichever one seems better.
It's going to be Rock Band. There's no doubt in my mind. I saw the Skate review, the video review, and it looked really cool. It looks very, I want to say real, but more, less cartoony, less arcadey. You know, it seemed more real is all I can really say. Because, I mean, as a skater, I remember doing the same thing that the dude was in the video game was doing, going down the city downtown, finding lines and, you know, doing all this stuff. And you do like one or two tricks. You don't do some crazy 32-foot air with, you know, multiple spins and backflips and all this other shit. And then, you know, land and...
But I can still play as Darth retarded. Maul.
No, you cannot.
And Tony Hawk, you can play as Darth Maul.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Skate.
Oh.
So it's sort of refreshing to see that.
So,
and then it's got
a
different control scheme.
You never had a double-headed lightsaber as you're going down? No?
No, no.
You didn't use it to
Which
pivot.
One was that? Three?
Three.
Three? Yeah. That was the first one for the PS2, right? I think
yep.
so, yeah.
That and was it was good, also on PS3.
That was a good... On PS3?
Or on PS2.
No.
Or PS1.
They had two versions. They made another version of it. A GIMP version?
A GIMP version, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's Skate, and I don't know.
So
I
this
probably will not pick it up, but we never know. Unless I see a good sale, maybe I'll pick it up. Kengo, Legend of the Nine, just some budget title. I have no idea what it is. Do you?
Nope.
Yeah, skip. Fatal Inertia.
That's the Wipeout clone.
Yeah, it's the Wipeout clone that was originally a PS3 exclusive, and now it's out in 360. At least,
but not on the PS3?
No, not yet. It's supposed to be eventually... But, yeah, it went from a PS3 exclusive to an Xbox 360 timed exclusive, I guess.
Wow.
So, I haven't been hearing that great stuff from that game either. It's been sort of blah. Like, it's a decent Wipeout clone, but nothing really special, so why bother? Especially at $60. There's so many more other games I'd rather get for $60. So, and that's going to be the case for most games, right? It's just $60 is like... And especially with this holiday season, there's going to be so much competition for your money.
Yep.
So
I suspect lots of awesome sales.
So if you have a decent product out there, I mean, you can't be releasing that shit at fall. You got to release your decent, like, competent products spring and summer where you can actually generate some sales because there's nothing else. So people, those companies that shoot for, you know, fall or winter for the holiday rush and just come out with merely competent products, they're going to get owned. I mean, there's so many other great AAA titles out there.
Look how
Why
early
would they
Halo
buy yours?
Is being released.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's actually going to build momentum for them. I think they'll sell more Halo 3s as they go along. Like in December, I bet they'll sell more Halo 3s in December than they do in September.
I would like to take a bet against that.
You think so?
Gentleman's bet.
All right. I'll bet you a buck.
Okay, a buck.
We'll have to remember about it, though. So I'm saying they'll sell more. Now, you got to remember, there's only... And you already took my bet for a dollar. There's only six days in September that they can sell.
Yeah, but there are more pre-orders of Halo 3 than any other game ever.
No, that's not true. They only have 1 million pre-orders where they had 1.5 for Halo 2.
Wow, I heard something different.
Oh.
I heard 3 million pre-orders.
Now I'm thinking, are they going to sell more than 1 million?
Too late.
Wow, that's going to be close.
Too late.
That's going to be
too
close,
Too late,
dude.
Luther, too late.
All right, well, at worst, I'll lose a dollar. It'll be interesting.
We already talked about Sonic 2.
Yep.
Now, I saw this Oblivion Game of the Year edition that
they
released.
Or as I've written it, Oblivions.
Oblivions. I really wanted it. I was like, great. It has all of the bonus content just like Call of Duty. And then I looked at the price.
Exactly.
$60.
Exactly.
Now, you can get, in GameStop, you can get Oblivion, the original Oblivion, used for $30.
I saw it new for $30 at Fry's.
Now, there is not $30 worth of downloadable content for Oblivion.
Yes, there is.
Are you sure?
Shivering Isles is $30 on its own.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it's nice to have it all on one disc.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for that to drop.
It's actually a slightly better value if you buy the Game of the Year edition. If you don't own Oblivion, slightly better value to get the Game of the Year edition, because it's $30 for Shivering Isles and I think $10
but
for
Shivering
Knights of the
Isles
Nine.
Was $20 on the PC. Did they slap 10 extra bucks on the 360 version?
I believe that they discounted the PC one, yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Making me sad.
It was $30 for the download, and it probably still is, and is the most expensive Xbox Live not arcade, Xbox Live download ever. It still is.
Wow.
And then Knights of the Nine, I think, was $10, I want to say. So that's $40 in content right there. And I don't know if they include any of the other shit, like the magic tower and all that
shit.
The
horse armor.
Horse armor. If they include all of this shit, it's definitely a better deal.
That makes me sad.
Yep. Well, it's business. Business, right? So.
Now, here on this Wii title, I almost bought this one.
Metroid Prime 3.
This is my other chance. I'm thinking I could trade in my Guitar Hero 3 for either Skate or Metroid Prime 3 Corruption.
Did you enjoy the first two Metroid Primes?
No.
Then do not get Metroid Prime 3. Why would you bother?
But it's supposed to be not scanrific.
No.
If there was no scanning in the game, it would be much better.
From what I understand, it's pretty much what you would expect if as a sequel. Sequel-wise, gameplay-wise. Game design-wise, not control-wise. So obviously, you have different controls. But that it plays similarly, except for the controls. So I'm sure there's plenty of scans to do. And I don't know. I just wasn't a big fan of the first two Metroids. And I did go, to be fair, I did finish Metroid 1. I went all the way through it.
I got to the first boss and didn't want to scan anymore.
So I do not
scanned all I can, and I can't scan.
I do not suggest you get Metroid Prime 3. Get Skate or something else. Anything else.
Is there a My Little Pony game for 360?
No. No. What else they got? So the Virtual Console games this week are Sonic 3 and Neotopia 2.
Does that include Sonic and Knuckles?
No, Sonic and Knuckles was its own game.
Right, but if you put it together with Sonic 3, right. It unlocked a whole bunch of new stuff to do.
No, it's not. No, it doesn't do that.
I hope that's what the release is next week on Xbox Live.
Sonic and Knuckles?
Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles.
How would you combine it? I would have to come pre-combined.
Like a Transformer? And it would have a really cool CG but splash you, screen
what
of
would
the
you
ROMs
do?
Combining.
Like launch Sonic 3 and then launch Sonic and Knuckles and then hope they combine? It'd have to be pre-combined. It'd have to have all the ROM images.
Well,
like
they could
all
sell them separately and then a little extra download thing for free if you download.
Speaking of which, I actually turned on my Wii this week.
Oh, yeah?
And the reason was because that blue light, I just got sick and tired of seeing that blue light flash.
Did you have a special offer from Nintendo?
No, it just hadn't turned it on forever and I was way behind on my firmware. Like, way behind on my firmware. And I just got sick of it. One day I said, you know what? Fuck this blue light. I'm updating my firmware just to shut that light off. So I went to go do it, and it failed. The update failed. I'm like, whoa, that's not good. And look, I mean, the machine was still up and everything, and then I tried it again. And it was just taking for fucking ever. I'm like, what is going on?
It always takes forever.
And well, I don't remember. It's been so long since I turned it on. It just took forever, and then I think it came back, failed again. And then I tried it again. This time I powered it off, turned it back on, tried it again, and that time it worked. Honestly, I just left it running. I don't even know how long it took because I just set it to go. I said, I'm not going to watch it this time. And I guess it was scared when I was watching it or something because it failed the first two times. But the third time it finished, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick up that Everybody Votes channel just to see what it's like. It's failed 5 times now to download that. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a problem with Nintendo service. I'm almost certain it's a problem with my network or something. But I've never had a problem with it initially when I set it up or when I downloaded the old beta browser and, all that stuff. It was fine. But recently, maybe it's pissed off because I haven't turned it on in like 4 months.
I feel like selling my Wii.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
There's nothing.
You could probably still get full price for it, too.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing on the horizon that I see. Well, Mario Galaxy,
I have pre-ordered.
Yeah, really? You have it pre-ordered? You're one of the... See, I read a post today. It said 400,000 Mario Galaxies are already pre-ordered at GameStop. 400,000? What's the release date? It doesn't even have one.
It said 10/18. We talked about this last podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it must be blocked.
That might
now.
Be wrong. Dude, it might just be a GameStop. We decided to pull this one
out
of thin air.
Well, if it's 10/18, I can understand why they have that many. Really? 10/18?
Yeah.
I thought it was like next year.
Let's pull up GameStop.com right now.
Well, talk to me about Neotopia. Did you ever play that?
That's a shooter of some sort?
Dude, you're supposed to be the Turbo guy. That's the Zelda clone.
No, I didn't play that. How much do I like Zelda?
I don't know. How much do you like Zelda?
Do you remember what I said about the last Zelda?
No.
Yeah, not so much. Jump button is important to me. It's not important to you?
I don't know. I like the original Zelda. Let's see. Super Mario Galaxy. Wow. It's this year. It's not 10/18, but it is this year. It says 11/12.
Maybe so it got pushed November. Back. Oh, yeah. They changed the cover art from what it showed before, so this must be a real release date.
Well, in any case, 400,000 is pretty impressive. It was even more impressive when I thought the release date was unknown and in 2008.
I don't think
now it's less impressive, but still
very
impressive.
Very impressive for Mario.
Yeah, yeah. I did you see the article about the most disappointing games, like the 10 or 6 or 10 most?
Was Mario Party 8 on there?
No. Super Mario Sunshine was number 10. I'm like, wow.
That was a very disappointing game.
It got great reviews and sold very well on the GameCube, but the problem was it sold a fraction of what other Mario games sold. So in that regard, it was disappointing.
Well, a fraction of GameCubes were sold compared to what other consoles Nintendo had
sold. That's
true.
That's very true. So anyway, what are we talking about?
Let's get into PS3. The depressing releases.
No. PS3 is a good release this week, for once. Again, like, I hadn't turned on my Wii in a long time. I hadn't bought a PS3 game since... What did I buy last? Wow. Virtua Fighter? When did that come out? February?
In the long, long ago.
Was that February? I don't remember. It was been a while. But yeah, I picked up Heavenly Sword, and as you saw...
It looks way better than the demo.
I was playing it when you walked in, and it's pretty cool. It does seem a lot like God of War, except for no jump button. So if you like jump buttons, you're just kind of screwed. No jump button, dude. Which is kind of strange, but it does have an action button, so when you get close to... I don't know, that's pretty lame, though, if you think about it. Like, I'd rather just push up against a ladder and climb the ladder than have to hit X to go up the ladder in an action game.
Yeah, that needs to not happen anymore. But maybe they had a huge issue in playtest. Maybe there's a lot of ladders, and it got in the way of combat, people were getting owned.
I think that's probably what happened, is that you're fighting next to a ladder, you push up, and then all of a sudden you're climbing the ladder and you get hit. I guess. But yeah, it's got no jump button, but you know, I'm not really criticizing it for that. The graphics are pretty good. They're 720p. It still pisses me off when I see Sony releases at not 1080p. Since
and they
don't press
have
for
an upscaler, right?
No. Since they press for 1080p like so much, you know, prior to the PS3 release, that it's got 1080p, it's got 1080p, it's got 1080p, and then all their fucking games are 720p. Except for the shit ones like the NBA game.
I'm going to guess that's because of their crappy memory bandwidth.
I don't know. But anyway, 720p, and that's fine. But you know what still sucks? The hair. It's still like little chunks of... They look like... what are they called? Dreadlocks. Look like big red dreadlocks that would break at angles, you know, like 45-degree angles. And it wouldn't be so bad, except she's got 8-foot-long flowing hair.
That's one of those things where I just don't see why they spent so much time on it.
I don't know. I mean, it would be cool if it was long and flowing and actually looked like hair, but it just looks like dreadlocks.
If they
that break.
Instead of putting that much long hair, they should have put a ribbon or something, or a scarf.
Anything. Even still, that wouldn't look that great either.
Did you ever play Shinobi for the PS2?
Yeah, yeah. That looked pretty cool. That looked pretty cool. But, you know, besides, and that's really a trivial thing.
For those that haven't played Shinobi, he had a huge long scarf that was easily 3 or 4 times his
length. Right, which is great if you're a ninja and you're trying to be stealthy. And you got this 12-foot scarf behind you everywhere you go.
But it looked really cool when he'd jump, it would flutter in the wind. I think they had like 3 or 4 guys just working on the scarf.
Yeah, just on the scarf technology.
What'd you do for the last year? Oh, I worked on Shinobi's scarf.
That game didn't sell well either. Apparently
it was
pretty hard.
Game.
I heard it was pretty hard.
It was hard. It wasn't Ninja Gaiden hard.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Heavenly Sword. Besides the chunky-looking hair, it is very nice-looking. They put a lot of stuff on the screen. There's a little bit of a frame rate issue, but not bad. The combat seems very fun. I'm a big fan of action games where it's just a bunch of crap going on. Now, not necessarily Dynasty Warriors-esque, but still pretty on a pretty grand scale. And it looks like it's going to be a good time. I'm actually very happy that it's been touted as a 6 to 8 hour game. I know a lot of people get pissed off, $60 for 6 hours, you know, it's $10 an hour. But you know what? Fucking rent it. rent it or sell it back or lend it to a friend or, you know, you don't have to buy the game, right? Borrow it or something. But I like short games. It lets me enjoy a more varied number of games. If a game gets too long, I get bored. I don't even finish playing it anyway. So if I'm going to play it for 6 to 8 hours, I would like it to end in 6 to 8 hours. You can stretch it to 10. That's okay. Every so often, a game like Bioshock, I don't even know how long I took on Bioshock. I'm going to guess probably between 15 and 20 hours. But when I played Metroid Prime and I had a timer, it was like it became like work towards the end. I'm like, wow, 20 hours was never so long when I played Metroid Prime 1. And that's because I enjoyed the game initially, and then it just started to drag. So 68 hours sounds pretty good. Lots of action. I like it. Very pretty to look at. So pretty happy with that. Paid full price for it. Didn't even get it on sale. So
was it on sale at Fry's?
No. I checked all the usual places, and nobody had it on sale. No free giveaways. Nothing. It was
not
just,
even Circuit City?
No, nothing. Well, I think they offered a guarantee. It was in by 2 o'clock or something, but I've never seen anybody cash in on that. Anyway, well, I'm going to play through it probably this weekend, and hopefully I can have some feedback or a full review for next week, if it is indeed that short. I hope it is. I'm probably, like I said, in a very, very small minority of people who like really short games. What else we have? PS3. So we have some... there's Dirt. Dirt is that Colin McRae racing rally game that was actually already on the 360, I don't know when, a month or so ago, I think.
I was wondering. I was thinking about that yeah. I thought that it was already out.
It seems like... That's being, it's kind of an annoying trend if you're a PS3 owner or if you don't know the 360 and you're a PS3 owner, where they released a 360 game and then like 2 or 3 weeks later they released the PS3 game. I'm like, as a publisher, I'm surprised they just don't wait 2 or 3 more weeks. You know, is it really that big a deal to release it 3 weeks early? I don't know. Apparently. And besides, well, I bet you they're thinking...
Some of the delay is actually in the production of the Blu-ray discs. They're a lot harder to produce than HD DVDs.
Maybe that's... I didn't think about that. Maybe that's why they don't come out the same time. Maybe... Yeah, okay.
I know that's part of it, but I don't think that's all of it.
But then again, you know, if you're a PS3 only owner, what's your fucking choice? You're going to have to wait anyway.
Well...
With a three... I mean, it's not like you got a whole bunch of titles to choose from. The 360, if they don't put it out early, shit, something else may come out in the meantime and, you know, steal your $60 away from their product. But PS3 is like, you know, okay, you buy something else. Go ahead. There is nothing else to buy. So you better fucking wait three weeks.
They could have bought High Stakes on the Vegas Strip Poker Edition.
Yeah, that just came out this week, and that was only like $10. So I guess it's going to be a new series because it's High Stakes on the Vegas Strip, Poker Edition. So maybe they'll have Craps Edition. I mean, what's the deal with that? Have you heard anything
That's
else about this game?
The last thing I want to play online.
Craps.
yeah, I'm rolling the sevens.
I'm a big poker fan, and I'm not even tempted to buy that game.
What's the point of playing poker for no money
again? For no money? I don't know. Against AI that's stupid?
Or against whoever has it on the PS3?
Yeah, that one guy. And even then, you know,
remember the free
when it's free money, they just push in all the time. I mean, it's not even poker anymore. It's bingo. So I'm not a big fan of... I used to be when they first started coming out. I was like, oh, this is pretty entertaining to play poker video games. But, I mean, you have online poker now, or you always have. But if you play online poker, I mean, there's no sense in playing these video game pokers. I don't know. Well, maybe I'll download the demo if there's a demo. Pixel Junk Racers looks really cool. Have you seen that? It looked like RC Pro-Am, kind of. Or Rock and Roll Racing for the Super Nintendo.
Well, like I really an overhead like RC Pro.
It's like an overhead mini car race thing, I guess.
I just look at that and I think another racing game for the PS3. They're not even trying to cater to the type of people that will buy lots of games.
I don't know, man. It looks sort of cool. Again, if there's a demo, I'll download it. And if it's good, I'll buy it. And the nice thing, the one thing that I could say that's good about the PlayStation Network is you can actually buy stuff for what they cost. And it's bullshit buying extra points.
You
like
do
you
the
have
same
to
thing
Wii.
On the Wii.
You can?
Yeah, each point is 1 cent.
Right, but you have to buy multiples of 10.
Right.
So if you want an 800-point game, you have to buy 1,000 minimum. And then you're stuck with 200.
Then you have to buy another 1,000.
Exactly. And they're so on and so forth.
And then you buy another 800 game and a 400-point game and you're done.
Exactly, when you only wanted the one game. So same thing with Microsoft. You just keep having all these fucking points left over. So you're like, well, for a little bit more, I'm halfway to that next game. And then, you know, that's how they get you. And I'm sure that's the way it's planned. It's like tokens in arcades. You know, you only want to play a certain number of games, but, you know, they give you a few extra tokens if you put $5 worth, so then you end up spending more money than you want to.
I would always do $20 worth and just walk around with a big thing of tokens.
Get the best deal. And, you know, you can take them home and come back, but you still put in more money than you initially wanted to.
True.
So, and that's the nice thing about PlayStation Network is you can actually just, it's $11.99. Okay, $11.99 it is. That's how you get charged. So, what else? Okay, moving on to the PS2. So, there's this new series I hadn't even heard of. It's called Konami Kids Playground. It's basically edutainment, which I didn't even know Konami was doing. But there's like a numbers one, an alphabet one, dinosaurs, fun and play. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even know. Have you ever heard of this?
Nope. But it makes sense because the system's so cheap right now.
That's true.
That it's the kind of thing you would buy for a younger kid. Because you don't care if you destroy it. It's $100.
Yeah. You know what I thought was funny? The other night we were playing poker and my little girl had that meme cabinet.
Yeah.
And sometimes she says she wants to play it. And I'm like, what do you want to play? She doesn't know. So I'm like, you want to play? And I'm like thinking, what can you play? That's got to be easy, you know? I'm like, well, I'll put an NES game up. And I was looking at like, oh, Little Mermaid. I'll play that. You know what Little Mermaid was?
What?
A shooter. How do you make Little Mermaid a shooter?
What did she shoot? What?
She would like flip her tail and shot stuff. I don't know what. Just shot out of her body, and she would shoot like seashells and fish and stuff.
Where, like, is she storing them?
I don't know. That's what was sort of strange. It's like they turned Little Mermaid into a shooter, and you navigated underwater through caverns, and you just shot stuff. Like, I don't remember any shooting in Little Mermaid.
You should put her in Mario. Mario Lost in Time. Or Mario is missing.
Well, that requires Super reading Nintendo. And stuff. That's like a detective.
We have type. To read to her.
The point where was to distract
world,
her while I was playing
Mario
poker.
San Diego.
I was playing poker, and she wanted to play in the arcade machine. So she likes that game, though. She just runs around. At least she like doesn't just go up to the upper left-hand corner of the game like she always used to. She'd just hold down the joystick, and it would just go. Little Mermaid would just go up to the upper left-hand corner and just stay there the whole time. Like, so she now can move the joystick around and shoot and. It's pretty silly, but anyway, so I don't know. I guess
maybe you should start her out early with some combat on the Atari or something.
Yeah, maybe some Guilty Gear XX Accent Core for the PS2 because that's pretty easy. Have you ever played a Guilty Gear game? There's like 7 fucking power bars and power up bars
and
block bars
and whip on.
Oh my god, dude! 58,000 hit combos, and that game's crazy, dude. And that comes from a guy who's really good at 2D fighting games. That game is freaking crazy. And this is like the 15th version of Guilty Gear XX, you know? So,
are you sure that Dot Hack Volume 3 is right? Aren't there like 10 Dot Hack games?
No. So there was Dot Hack Volume 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it ended. And then there was Dot Hack GU Volume 1, 2, 3.
Gooey Underpants?
Gooey, sure. But GU is the newer version of the series, and I think that one only has 3 volumes, so this is the last one of that. I don't even know who buys... It's sort of like diminishing returns. I can understand a lot of people buying Volume 1 of something, and then less buy Volume 2, and then less buy Volume 3, and then by the time you get to Volume 4, I mean, who's buying that? A very small subset of your original purchasers.
Well, there are people like me who, when you see part of a story, you have to know what the conclusion is. Now, of course, if it sucked, I would just go online and read the conclusion, but some people don't do that.
So the Dot Hack series has always been... Now, this is a second Dot Hack series, the GU series, so it's the same shit.
It must be kind of good. Have you ever played one of them?
I have not.
Do you have
played the demo of the first one. It was basically an offline MMORPG. That sounds awesome, right? At least the first Dot Hack
was.
So
if you have, like,
I don't know what GU is. The story was that you played a character who played an online RPG in the game within the game and got like sucked into it or something. I guess Tron-like.
So it's the Japanese Tron?
I guess. You know they're making a new Tron?
Tron 2.
Tron 2.
Now this is a movie or a game? Because they already made Tron 2 the game.
No. Tron, not Tron 2.0, but like Tron 2 the movie.
I can't wait. I love Tron.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. They got some guy that did commercials. I don't know his name. I think I have it down here actually. See if I can find
it. Is it the Dell guy?
No. Not the Dell guy. No, not acting in commercials, directed commercials.
Oh.
So director...
Oh, he's also doing Logan's Run, which is an excellent movie.
Joseph Kaczynski. Yeah, he's doing Logan's Run and Tron 2. The nice thing about Tron 2 is at least they have the original director/co-writer is producing Tron 2.
Excellent, excellent. So there should be some good creative input.
Yep, and there's hopefully some games lined up for that. I heard Tron 2 was very good, and I just never bought Tron 2.0.
It was very good. I can loan you my copy. I still have it.
For what system?
PC.
PC? That's what I wanted to play it on. It was a PC. If I was going to play it, I wanted to play it there.
It's very, very pretty.
Oh, no. PSP, I didn't do this month. This is last week's. I forgot. Either there must have not been any, because I always use... You know, I'll let you into my secret. I always use GameSpot's new this week section. That's how I get all the new releases, or the ones I care about, because I do skip some. But I didn't see any PSP releases this week. There must have been something, because they had that new PSP Slims out now. See that? The PSP.
But they come with Daxter.
Well, Daxter's been out for a while.
Yeah.
They didn't release. They have to.
So why is it in Japan when they release those special packs, it's a new game, but in the U.S. when they release those special packs, it's an old as shit game.
Like the Halo edition and Daxter, yeah. And they're doing SingStar Rocks, the PS2 Slim.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So, like in Japan, they had Blue Dragon when Blue Dragon came out,
right?
And when Final Fantasy 12 came out, they had Final Fantasy 12.
Crisis Core for the PSP.
Crisis Core packs in Japan. If Crisis Core comes out here with a special Crisis Core PSP Slim, I'm in.
Really?
But they're not gonna. I know they're not gonna do that.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm still waiting on my Final Fantasy Tactics PSP edition.
Yeah, I don't know. So, if there was anything in the PSP section, it wasn't very good because I skipped over it.
Nah.
DS, Drawn to Life. You're familiar with this? This is one where you draw your own character and it comes to life and you use them. Sounds pretty cool. I mean, I don't know too much.
Right.
I don't know too much about the game itself, but the concept is good.
I hope.
Did you ever play Magic Pendel for the PS2?
No.
It was kind of the same thing. It was kind of like a cross between RPG, Pokemon, and like this, Drawn to Life. You would actually draw your little monster in 2D, and they would make a 3D version of it, and you could give it different properties, and you would fight it against other characters, the Pokemon style. And it was basically a rock, paper, scissors type of thing, where that was the balance, which I don't really care for that. But, and as you won more battles and stuff, you'd be able to buy like more things that you could draw, like attributes that you could draw into it. So it was pretty cool. And that's what this reminded me of initially, Drawn to Life. I wonder if it's the same company. I'll have to look into that. But anyway, the one I'm really interested in this week is Jam Sessions. Are you familiar with that?
Now, is that the guitar one?
Yeah,
it's not a preserve making game?
No, it's not. It's actually more of a guitar simulator. More than a game. It does have built-in songs. It was released in Japan. I forgot the Japanese name of it. It was very Japanesey and long.
But Jam Session, Session, Session?
No. It was probably Jam Jam Session. But no, it was something else. And from what I read, there wasn't actually any songs included with that version. It was just like a free form. You know, what you do is you use the... Here, I have a DS here. I'll show you. And listeners at home can just...
Pretend
that they're watching me do this. But I just opened my DS, and as you can see here, not them, but you just push the cross pad in different directions to do 8 different types of chords. And the types of chords are on the upper screen. So like an A chord or, you know, F minor or whatever will be displayed up there. And so you can choose up to 8 different types of chords for your song. And for certain songs, it chooses them for you with the appropriate ones. And then the bottom half of the screen is basically your strumming. So you strum the bottom one and change direction on the control pad for different types of chords. And you can kind of match along with the built-in songs or start creating your own songs. There's no score. There's no penalties for fucking up. So it's really more of a toy, as my design teacher would say. It's not really a game. It's a toy. Software toy. But it looks pretty cool. Best Buy was offering one with 3 bonus songs on it. So if I was going to buy it anywhere, I'd probably buy it there.
That the other ones don't have?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I didn't ask them. You know, if it's a code, I always wonder, like, where GameStop says they'll sell you this such and such a game with exclusive free code for...
Like the one for the darkness where you just had to put the code in that you could get online and...
Really?
Same thing?
Yeah. Is that what GameStop... Really? Yeah. I wonder if it's the same thing, if it's just a code.
Probably.
You just put in and you get 3 songs that everybody has. Anyway, so that one seems pretty cool. That one's $30. DK Jungle Climber. I think that's like the King of Swing. Did you ever play that one?
I've never even heard of that.
Never heard of King Swing? Yeah. I didn't play it either, but I think it's a sequel. But I didn't care about the first one, so I'm pretty sure I don't care about this one. And the last one, I was like, what the fuck? Spelling challenges and more?
It'd be awesome if the title was misspelled.
That's spelling challenge.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the edutainment, man. It's just, I don't know.
Somebody, you remember Number Munchers for the Apple IIe?
No.
I
remember Rug Munchers. that was a video.
Wow.
Anyway, so what about, what was it again? I was going to say Rug Munchers again. What was it?
Number Munchers.
What was that? Like Pac-Man or something?
Like a mutated Q-Bert. And
a mutated Q-Bert?
Like a mutated Q-Bert.
Q-Bert was already pretty fucked up, dude.
Well, this guy was more screwed up looking.
Wow.
And they would give you an equation at the top. They would say multiples of four, and then you'd have to
walk in a path
to multiples
of four. That's like Math Man. Did you ever see Math Square One? You probably didn't watch. You don't look like you watched PBS as a kid, did you?
I watched a lot of PBS.
Do you remember Square One, the TV show? It was basically a math TV show.
Yeah.
There was a little section in it called Math Man. And it was literally a ripoff of Pac-Man. It was an animated short, and in the middle, instead of ghosts, it would say multiples of four or something like that. And it would have like 16, or no, it would say like adds up to 12, and then it would eat some dots, and it would come up to a math problem, and it would be like a plus four, 12, eat it, and it would eat it, and then it would go on, and then it would have like 10 plus 6. Yeah, okay, and it would eat it, and then it would die. It sounds like the same thing.
If you fail at math, you die in real life.
You die. It was the same thing. The guy was called Math Man. That's why I thought
he's a math magician.
Yeah, anyway. So let's move on to some of the news for this week. So the Halo 3 Onslaught, dude, you said you haven't been online that much this week looking at gaming sites.
Well, I saw that GameStop article where if the tape is broken before launch day... Even if it's accidentally broken, they'll fire everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're getting pretty hardcore about that, dude. But apparently, if you work at 7-Eleven, it's cool. Because 7-Eleven's also selling. Did you know 7-Eleven's selling Halo 3?
That's weird.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're promoting it with their Halo 3 slushy thingy, Slurpee or whatever.
Is it the same one they used for the Hulk? The same green one?
I do not know. And then, Pepsi's got their Mountain Dew variant game fuel, which has the Master Chief right on there.
Master Chief Cup Sweat?
I don't know. You know, I know you know, but I'm saying it figuratively. You know, on the 28th, we'll have that Halo 3 LAN planned, and I'm thinking of just picking up some cases of game fuel just to go along with it, you know? What do you think? Should I do it? I heard it's pretty good. I heard
you might need a lot of toilet paper and maybe some vomit buckets.
I heard it's pretty good, though. I heard it's very orangey.
You.
You don't like orange soda?
No. I may be African American.
Well, I'll bring some. I'll bring some anyway. You know, to have people try it out. I think it'd be pretty cool. So
I am interested in the Todd McFarlane Halo 3 figures.
Yeah, those actually look pretty cool.
Man dolls, as I call them.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't really play with those. Unless, are they movable?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Okay.
They've got lots of points of articulation.
Okay, that's cool. Then there was that museum ad. Did you see that museum ad that kind of had some people pissed off for Halo 3?
No.
It's basically... So it's a live-action commercial. It's sort of a teaser ad, and it has this really old dude going into this museum and seeing a diorama of a battle, of a Halo 3 battle.
Well, I saw pictures of the Halo 3 diorama.
Yeah. Okay. So what it is he walks into the museum, and it says, like, whatever the dude's name is... ex-Marine or whatever, years of service, like 2531 through 2561 or something like that. And he's talking about, it's basically like a, what do they call it? A vet. He's a vet of the Halo Wars. And he's remembering the times about, out in the battlefield and stuff, when he's looking at some diorama, and they asked him like how he got through it. Do you remember what you were doing at the time? He's like, I was in an overturned warthog shooting like a 45 millimeter cannon or what? I don't remember what the hell he was shooting. And he said, well, we kept going. It was like Master Chief was still fighting and gave us hope or something like that. It was pretty cool.
So it's a fake museum like creationist museums.
Okay. Sure. But yeah, so some people were pissed off saying that it's, that there shouldn't be using war and veterans, and it should be you know, it's not a thing to be taken lightly, and that veterans should be pissed off that Microsoft using, you know, veteran war memorials as a, you know, a tactic to sell their game or promote their game. So I don't know. I think people are being stupid, but I thought it was a pretty good ad.
Stupid as calling Resident Evil 5 racist because they're in Africa and they're shooting black people. You know, so what else? In Africa.
So Best Buy's sponsoring for those two guys that bought a core and don't have Xbox Live Gold. They're actually sponsoring free Xbox Live Gold weekend, the weekend of Halo 3.
Don't they have like over 50% attach rate for Xbox Live Gold?
I want to say it's higher than that, like 60 or 70%.
Well, over. But 60 or 70 is over.
Yeah, but that's significantly more. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I would imagine so.
Did you see the eBay and Australia sale for Halo 3?
Oh, right. No, I didn't put that on. Yeah, but I did see it.
I cannot believe it only went for $127.
Was that Australian, though?
No, U.S. It was translated into dollars. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's 127. It was like 127.53 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't get his ass kicked by Microsoft.
Why? If he's not an employee of any of those places.
That's true.
What are they going to do?
That's true.
I sold product I came into contact with. Oh, no.
But then again, you could be selling...
A stolen
copy.
Is
that illegal? I mean, is it illegal to sell stuff before street date? No, it's not illegal,
right? He didn't
sign
those contracts.
Right.
There's no binding agreement that he signed.
But eBay could crack down. I mean, there's stuff that they crack down on, like mod chips. They won't let you sell mod chips. I mean, I'm not saying it's the same vein
as mod chips. Well, mod chips are actually illegal.
You're right. Mod chips are legal in Australia. They're perfectly legal in Australia. They were ruled legal by the courts there. So that's kind of funny. What else? Oh, 10,000. Apparently 10,000 retailers minimum. They're thinking they're going to be open for a midnight launch. And Best Buy's doing a whole bunch all over the country. And you know what city doesn't have it? One of the most wired, most tech cities in the United States?
San Francisco?
Austin. We are not getting a midnight launch at Best Buy. They're supposed to be doing a lot of crap for it, too. Like a lot of giveaways and stuff. I thought that was pretty shitty. And San Antonio doesn't get one either. The nearest one is Houston and Dallas.
They are more built up than Austin.
Yeah, but Austin, I think, is more tech.
Do you really care about the midnight launch for Halo 3?
I would like to get the free shit that they're giving away.
That's true.
You know? Like free now, Halo packs.
Did you get your Legendary Edition? Do I get to ogle your helmet and put fingerprints on it?
Yeah, you can lick it, touch it, poke it, sleep with it. I'll rent it to you by the hour. Just, you know, clean it up afterwards is all I ask. Don't give it to me all sticky.
Santa Matt.
Clean it up. And the Halo 360, I mean, the Halo 3 360 is out, apparently. I got a big gay Brad. He sent me an IM today, and he's like, I got my Halo 3 360. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know it was out. Usually I ignore him. He said something sort of interesting, so I started asking him about it. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. And he was like, yeah, but I don't think I'm going to get the Halo 3 game. I don't really like Halo. I'm like, why the fuck did you get a Halo 3 360 if you didn't like Halo? You just basically pay $30 for a paint job in the style of a game that you don't want to get. And I'm like, you're full of shit. I know you're going to get Halo 3. He's like, no, I don't really like that game. I'm like, you're retarded. You paid.
I convinced him to buy a 360.
He should have a 360.
I said,
as a gamer.
He was saying that the PS3 is better. And I said, it's all well and good for a hardware to be technically better. But if there aren't games for it,
that's like the kid that owned the Master System, you know, telling the guys that owned the NES that the NES sucked.
Well, it technically did suck.
Well,
from a technical standpoint.
Technically, but software wise, right.
Better.
Right, right.
Just like the TurboGrafx was much better than a Nintendo.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, you know, the thing is, he owned a 360 and he sold it to get a PS3.
Yeah, that's silliness.
That's retarded.
I did the same thing with the PSP, though, or the DS, the fat DS. Yeah. But that's okay because I didn't get another DS until the Lite came.
Right. Yeah, the fat DS sucked. Yeah, he sold a machine that had more games, an online component that was worth the crap, and, you know, it just had a year head start, better peripheral support, just better stuff, except for no HD movie. He sold that to buy a game with less of everything.
He was talking about the system. Red Ring of Death, and I said, so what?
So you get a new one.
You get a new one. For free.
Yeah, exactly. It takes, you know, 2 weeks to whatever. Some people, you know, some people have reported, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, but, you know, mine was in 2 weeks. Yours was in 2 weeks. So.
Yep.
I mean, it sucks that still happens, but you know, I'm willing to pay that price of 2 weeks for a turnaround when you get all these great games. So as a gaming platform, nothing beats the 360 right now. And I'm beginning to think more and more nothing is going to beat the 360 this generation.
I kind of wish the PS3 would give it a run for its money, but it's not.
I'm losing faith, man. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. I really would like, it's the same way I like to see 2K come up against EA and give them some competition. You know, that's sort of the reason why I'm kind of pulling for the 360 this round, because I want to see Sony, you know, fall on its ass and or on its face, whatever you want to say, and come back next generation with a little bit better product, at least software-wise. Technically, it's a pretty good product, but it just had a crappy... It was just a crappy launch, crappy planning. But anyway, what else we got? We already talked about the Neo Geo and Turbo CD games, Mario Galaxy pre-orders. Oh, did you see this article about this store manager of a GameStop in Dallas? He won't sell games to kids.
He's not a store manager of a GameStop in Dallas. He's already looking for another job, I'm sure.
Well, he was at the time of the interview. That he would not let kids buy video games unless their parents confirmed that they were doing well in school. Which, I mean, sounds like a good thing, a good citizen type of thing to do, but I don't think GameStop as a business really appreciates him saying you can't sell SpongeBob SquarePants to this kid because he got a, you know,
a C in art
or a D in art, or he failed phys ed or something, you know? So that's like being, and I think Kotaku actually had a soup Nazi picture. No game for you. But, yeah, I don't know. I think his heart was in the right place, but his mind wasn't. And I think you may be right. He may not be there anymore. So as we got, the 360 actually outsold the PS3 and PS2 for, I think, the second time that's happened. That was in August, the month of the price drop, and also Madden came out that month.
Ah. So see all those casual gamers buying 360s because Madden came out.
Madden sold a bajillion copies, dude. It actually outsold the PS2. The 360 Madden outsold the PS2 Madden, which I thought was sort of surprising. And then third, we had BioShock. This is all for August. And then fourth was the PS3 version of Madden. Then Wii Play is still up there, dude. Fifth for the month. Months after release.
If you're going to get an additional controller, why not get Wii Play?
Yeah. Basically,
it's not about the game.
It's $10, yeah.
That's like saying that extra controllers sold well.
Right. Then Metroid came in sixth. Mario Strikers Charged, Guitar Hero 2 for the PS2.
That's a surprise to me.
Yeah, Mario Party 8 and Guitar Hero 80s for the PS2. Rounding up the top 10 there. The big, you know, Madden is just a juggernaut, man. It just, I can't believe it sells that many. I haven't bought Madden since 06, and then I skipped 05, and I think I bought 04.
How long has it been since I bought Madden?
And I bought Madden. Ever. I bought Madden 06. Like for like $20, I think, after it had been out a few months. But yeah, see about this Microsoft phishing thing.
How does that work? How do you fish on Xbox Live?
Not really sure, but maybe over voice chat or something. They're pretending to be Microsoft reps and stealing people's IDs and passwords, and then going in and I guess buying shit with their accounts or something. Because Microsoft said that if you've been a victim of this type of fraud, that they'll reimburse you for your purchases and your account and stuff. So
okay,
I should say, if you're this stupid, I don't want you on my network. You know, but yeah, it's, and that's, you can think of that two ways. One is like that shitty that Microsoft has allowed people to scam on their, you know, can't keep these people off their network, and two is like there's so many people on that it's actually become worthwhile for fishers to actually penetrate that network. So
can you send people points?
I don't think so. You can get codes. Maybe you can fish for codes, you know. They said, can you send me a code for, I don't know.
Maybe they're fishing for their credit card information.
That's probably what they were doing, taking over their account and seeing their credit card information.
Well, that doesn't show your card.
Right, it doesn't, right? Only the last 4 digits?
I think the only way they would do it is for people to give them their credit card that they used and their account name and number.
Yeah.
And they can lift anything else they want after having that, like address.
So I guess the Xbox Live community is, you know, coming into its own. It's big enough that it's actually a target of this type of fraud. Pretty big deal. So congratulations, Microsoft. What else we got? OJ got paid $50,000, dude, for All-Pro Football 2K. $50,000.
It's a good deal for him, except he didn't get to keep any of it.
Hey, the Goldman family got all that money for a wrongful death civil lawsuit that they had won against OJ Simpson.
Yep.
So I think he owes him several millions of dollars, so that's...
I heard Christian Bale's going to be touching lots of nuts soon.
What?
He's playing Solid Snake in the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Is it been confirmed? Has it been confirmed?
It's rumored. Yeah. He seems like a good candidate.
Yeah, I guess.
He'll be Batman and Solid Snake. Bat Snake.
Isn't Christian Bale British?
Snake Man. No.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
No.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, are we not talking about the same person?
Christian Bale, the Batman guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy came on it. He was a
American
little kid.
Psycho?
He was a little kid in Empire of the Sun by Steven Spielberg. He was British.
Do you have a British accent in Empire of the Sun?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think he's British.
No, we'll have to look it up. I'm pretty sure he is.
I've heard him talk in interviews and he didn't talk with a British accent.
Well, maybe he fakes being American. I don't know. Anyway, it's not important. So PlayStation phone. Would you buy one of those?
No.
No?
A PSP phone? It'd be giant.
I don't know if it's a PSP phone, but it could be a phone that played games. Like real games, not mobile games are shit. Would you agree?
Pretty much.
Yeah, they're shit. They're just, the control scheme's retarded, and they're just shit. And I don't know why so many people, you know, saying casual gamers and shit like that, they're the next big thing. Casual gamers are buying them up by the millions. They're just crap.
People are buying phone games. Tons of people are buying phone games.
Retarded, man. I don't know.
They just need to get down what games are good on phone. Things like Bejeweled for the Palm Pilot.
What Apple has done for phones and iPhone with music, I think PlayStation or Sony can do for games and phones.
They could, but they have to pick appropriate games for phones.
Well, I think a big part of that has to do with the control scheme. If you got a nice, you know, actual cross pad that's meant for gaming and you don't have to use your keypad for buttons for the game, it could be good.
A nice little analog stick. The PSP's analog stick would actually be good for a phone.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. It'd be much better than what we have there. I mean, today. So, I don't know. What else? Eternal Sonata. I'm still looking forward to this game, man. I played the demo and I'm more excited for it. Have you played it?
No.
It's it reminds me a lot of Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube. Did you ever play that? I doubt it. Yeah. It's a very JRPG-esque, cel-shaded, sort of action-oriented RPG. And it looks really cool. It's sort of silly that it's very music-based. Like, the people's name are like Crescendo and how was the girl's name? They'll have like Aria and Beat is I think the little kid's name. So it's sort of silly in the music theme.
I think that's a subliminal message to beat children.
But the game seemed pretty cool. In the demo, when you fight characters and stuff, like you can assign different types of attacks to your buttons, and then depending if you're standing in the shadows, like of trees or whatever, your attack changes. So you get a light attack and a dark attack solely based on, and you actually can move your character around physically, move them around on the screen before you attack. So you can actually sort of control what type of attack you do. But it's pretty cool. The graphics, I think, are really cool. I think it could be pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, I brought that up because apparently there's this whole thing where it's where Bandai Namco had posted on the website that it's going to come on the PS, going to be on the PS3, and then they took it off, not going to come on the PS3, and then put it back on. Or no, then what's it called? Famitsu said it is going to be on the PS3, and they're like, well, we don't know what's going to be on PS3. And finally, I think it's coming out that it is going to be on the PS3. So it's not going to be an Xbox 360 exclusive for very much longer. But and the same thing happened to...
Does the PS3 still have a higher adoption rate in Japan than in the US?
Well, relative to the 360 or total numbers?
360.
Oh, yeah. 360 is dead. Like, it's been dead for a long time. The thing was dead on arrival, actually. The PS3 kills the Xbox 360 in Japan. So, it makes sense to bring over a JRPG, right?
Yep.
And then Beautiful Katamari is also one of those that are like, yes, it is on the PS3. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. And I think they're finally saying that it is. So,
but they're also saying it's on the Wii.
Yeah, and that one's also going to be on the Wii. Which could be interesting with the motion controls.
No.
I said a
gimmick.
Could be interesting. I didn't say it was going to be good. But
it'll be interesting, but it won't be good.
Interesting in a train wreck sort of interesting way.
I'm looking forward to Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yeah.
I've been seeing the screenshots for that, and that looks beautiful.
I need to really play Ninja Gaiden 1. I need to pick up Sigma. I need to pick it up cheap. So $40 is my price. Buy at 40. When it hits 40, I'll buy it.
No, it should have released at 40.
It should have. But when it gets to 40, I'll buy it.
I'll buy it at 20.
And speaking of which, I need to finish Halo 2, and I'm running out of time. I'm playing it on the PC on Legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm running out of time. I got a couple weeks left, so I need to do that real quick. I also wanted to mention that Microsoft, speaking of Microsoft in Japan, they're giving it another go with another JRPG, which is what I think they rightfully think they need to gain shares of the Japanese market, is a really good Japanese-style role-playing game, because that's really what they go for. That is their Grand Theft Auto and their Madden, you know, it's those Japanese-style RPGs. And so they've teamed up with Square Enix now, but unfortunately it's not actually being developed internally by Square or Enix. It's being developed by Tri-Ace and published by Square Enix / Microsoft.
What has Tri-Ace done?
Tri-Ace has done Star Ocean and Valkyrie Profile. Two highly regarded PlayStation era games.
But you told me that when you played Valkyrie Profile that it sucked.
It was less than stellar.
What about Star Ocean? I've never played Star Ocean. No. I don't know anybody who's played
think
Star Ocean.
I was a little disappointed by Valkyrie Profile because it's such a expensive game that I wanted to like it more. It's just one of those rare games that's just very expensive. So when I acquired it, I was like, man, I have to play this game because it's so expensive, and I bought it. So I played through it, and I'm like, it was okay. But we'll see how it goes.
No.
The name of the title of that one is what? Where did
Infinite
I write that?
Infinite Undiscovery.
Yeah, which is very Japanese sounding. Infinite Undiscovery, yeah.
I really liked the Dreamcast, and what sold me were these two games that are coming to Xbox Live Arcade. And I'm pretty sure, with the exception of fighting games, that these might be the two best games on Dreamcast, which is Rez and Ikaruga.
Dude, Rez is awesome. Like,
I have the PS2 version.
Yeah, we talked about how we played it at the LAN party that you didn't come to last time. We ended up playing Rez, randomly.
To show people.
Yeah, just randomly picked a DC
did
game.
Did you bust out the Transvibrator that I gave you?
No, that's for the PS2.
You played it on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, I played it on the Dreamcast.
Oh.
So, yeah, Rez is actually a very cool, very fun game. So, I'm going to go out and say right now, no matter what, I will buy Rez HD when it comes out, just to support Rez.
I'll also buy Ikaruga.
And Ikaruga probably also will buy.
Because I never bought that for the Dreamcast.
That was an awesome game. Yep. So those two games coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Don't know when, but I've already promised to buy Rez HD. Ikaruga, I'm not going to say I'll for sure buy it, but I might buy it. And speaking of, again, going back to the issue of how popular the Xbox 360 is in Japan, the creator of Castlevania, or the current, I guess, head guy of Castlevania series, Koji Igarashi, says that the next console of Castlevania was probably going to be in the Xbox 360. He considers the bigger Castlevania audience to be in America, not in Japan, curiously.
Well, I think that Castlevania sold better in America than it did
yep.
in Japan originally.
And so he says, I can't ignore the biggest platform in America, which is the Xbox 360, so we're probably going to do it for that.
So all the Japanese people are sad.
Well, you know, there's two or three of them that bought a Xbox 360. You know, and if the demand's big enough, I'm sure they'll port it over to the PS3. It's a business, right? They got to...
Yep.
Everybody does what they can to make money. It's very rare that a company goes out of their way to cater to the hardcore or to their own personal beliefs of how things should be. Occasionally that does happen, and most of the times they go out of business, like Working Designs. They were one of those hardcore gamers that made games, and they went out of business.
Which ones did they make?
They brought over a bunch of stuff from Japan. They weren't really... They were more porters and dresser-uppers. They took... Lunar was their big one. Lunar 1 and 2. And Grow Lancer. They brought over some shooters under the Spaz name during the PS1 era, like Ray Crisis and... They also did Elemental Gear Bolt. All their shit was released very high quality manuals, embossed manuals, full color manuals, pendants, cards, map, cloth maps, stuff like that. They were pretty hardcore.
I bought Lunar Trilogy or Saga Story or something for the
Silver
PS1.
Star Story Complete. Yeah.
Story Complete.
Silver Star Complete, yeah. Yeah, they did a great job and they were really into their games, but, you know, They went out of business.
I bought it for $20 at Fry's on release day, so that probably didn't bode well for them with all that extra junk in it.
Was that Fry's in California?
Yep.
$20?
$20.
It released for like 80 or something.
I bought it for 20.
I think you're mistaken. But
maybe it was a little bit after it came out. Maybe. But I did buy it for $20 okay. for sure, because okay. I wouldn't have bought it otherwise.
I would believe that you bought it for 20 after a while. I would believe that. Oh, Ark the Lad was the other one that they did.
Never played it.
Anyway. Exactly. That's the problem. Where are we going?
Halo movie script.
Oh, yeah. So
is Vin Diesel Hazel, Master Chief?
No, no. So Halo.
Is it Dolph Lundgren?
So Halo's kind of been on the back burner, I guess, as far as a movie. They originally had a deal, and there was a big multi-million-dollar deal. Then they got, you know, they backed, the studios backed out. I forgot which studios it was. I think it was two studios that backed it at the same time, because it was supposed to be a big, big effort. And they both backed out, and Microsoft's still shopping around. So I think what happened, I think Alex Garland, he wrote the original script. That's the script that got released, and I'm pretty sure that script will never get made into a movie. So they probably won't get too pissed. I read a little bit of it. It looked, it was pretty decent, I thought, the what little I read. But it'll be interesting to see when, if ever, it gets made. Maybe it'll be like the, was it Spider-Man that took forever to get made that was in, like, legal hell?
Yeah, they actually had half of a movie film starring Kirk Cameron as Spider-Man.
What?
And, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Long, long time ago.
In the galaxy far, far away? No.
Yeah, and then he went crazy and got all Christian.
Then he started making those Left Behind movies?
That's right.
Okay. So
which I learned recently that the older sister on Full House DJ is Kurt Cameron's sister.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. DJ, right? Is her name?
Yeah.
You said? What's her name? I don't remember. But I know. Candace Cameron. And I did know that, actually.
Which is a terrible name because it's too close to Candid Camera.
All right. So what else we got? Guitar Hero 3 is coming to the Mac and PC. I think that the Guitar Hero guys are trying to just cover their asses because they're going to get their ass kicked on the 360 and PS3 by Rock Band. The thing probably that Rock Band doesn't have is they don't have a game. They're not going to have a release on the Wii. They're not going to have a release on the PS2. They're not going to have a release on the PC or the Mac. So I think overall, Guitar Hero 3 will probably sell more copies just by the sheer number of platforms that they're going to be supporting. But I think on the 360 and PS3, they're going to get smoked by Rock Band. You know, some sad piece of news for people that are planning to buy a Rock Band on the 360. If you're buying the big Rock Band bundle, it's going to come with a wired guitar.
Now, is there a wireless guitar?
There is, and you actually can buy a wireless guitar for the 360, but it's not coming in the Rock Band bundle. But the PS3 version will have a wireless guitar in the Rock Band Ultimate bundle.
Wow, that's silly.
And from what I hear, it's a price issue that making wireless components for the Xbox 360 is supposed to be more expensive or something. I don't know. It's a tragedy, man. Tragedy. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a second controller, wireless. And
you'll have four guitars.
Yeah, well, what I'll probably do is have one wire. Well, it's not too bad because the drum set is always going to be wired. And the microphone's also wired, always wired. And it's coming with a hub, actually a USB hub. So I'll be the guy with the wireless guitar, and whoever the secondary guy on the guitar or bass will have the wired guitar. So it won't be too bad.
You're not buying the Kiss Special Edition guitar?
That was custom made.
Yeah, it's on eBay.
I'm not buying that. No. Well, for what platform is that?
I don't know.
360
or don't, PS2? Don't know, don't care.
Anyway, that's a guy, for those who don't know, that's a guy that took a real guitar and customized it with Kiss shit all over
it.
No,
it was a Kiss guitar.
Oh, it was an actual Kiss guitar?
It started as a Kiss guitar.
Oh, okay. And he converted it to work with Guitar Hero. I'm not sure if it was for the 360 or the PS2, but hopefully for the 360, because at least then you could also use it for the PC, because USB.
Yep. So what about this Wii Zapper? Are you going to buy that with no games coming with it?
No. Well, it is coming with it. It's coming with Link's Crossbow Training, which is
a
glorified Duck Hunt, is what I'm hearing. Yeah, $20. It's $20 for a piece of plastic with a shitty piece of software to come along with it. I don't know. Probably not. I probably won't buy it.
With no games? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not. And then there's... I will buy these free Wii straps, though. I still have my original out-of-the-box Wii straps on my Wiimotes.
So do I. So how do we apply for them?
You just go online and enter your serial number, and you get four Wii straps.
Are the serial numbers on the remotes?
No, I think the serial number on the console. I think they'll give you 4 straps per console.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm not real worried about it. I'm not real worried about it because I don't have any real use for the Wii remotes right now. Because I don't actually get used for anything.
Well, you know, if I want to sell my Wii, I can say with, you know, 4.
With upgraded Wii straps.
Upgraded straps.
$5 extra. They really going to sell it, you think?
No.
No. Okay. What else we got? Oh, World Series of Video Games is dead.
What's that? Is that...
That was yet another one of those, like, CPL, Cyber Athlete Professionally, or WCG, the World Cyber Games, or... It was just another one of these multinational, huge video game worldwide tournaments. And... I don't know. It just... Apparently, there just wasn't enough advertising money out there to support all these different competitions. Oh, Major League Gaming's another one, the MLG. So, gone.
Good.
And also, I coupled with that, we already talked about Sfasa Studio, the developers behind Shadowrun, they're gone too. So, then we have our idiot of the week. Did you read this? I'm going to let you read the quote so you can experience the stupidity as you read it. So... You did know about Kevin Everett?
No.
From the Bills? Okay, so this professional from the Buffalo Bills, the tight end, back, I think it's backup tight end to make it even worse, Kevin Everett suffered a spinal injury that pretty much paralyzed him last Sunday. I think,
but he's getting better?
He's getting better. They were at one point thinking that he would not even ever walk again, but he's starting to move his hands and legs and stuff. But basically what happened
is... Can he pop and lock yet?
I bet you could... I'm not going to say it. Anyway... Yeah, it was basically a helmet-to-helmet crash, and he was actually the tackler, not the tacklee. So he was tackling somebody, helmet-to-helmet, and...
You know, you're not allowed to lead with your helmet. You have to lead with your shoulder.
Right, right. But for whatever reason, they hit weird, and apparently they just hit helmets, and he just went limp immediately.
Yeah, that's why they're not allowed to do that.
And he just went limp, fell, you know, and they carried him off, and, you know, it was big tragedies all over the sports news and everything, and... So this one guy decides that video games somehow have worked into that somehow. So I'll let you go ahead and read it. His name is Bob
Molinaro.
Molinaro, there you go. And he's from the Virginian Pilot, the highly esteemed Virginian Pilot. I don't know. Sorry to read his quote.
He suggests that video games desensitize us to these type of tragedies.
Tragedies. I actually spelled that one correctly.
This makes me wonder if the catastrophic injury to Buffalo Bills tight end Kevin Everett will make any real impression on the desensitized adolescents and adults raised with this cartoon violence of Madden 08 or NFL Blitz or the absurd blood and gut scenarios associated with other Xbox games.
I like how it's just Xbox for one. But yeah, so basically what he's saying is that we're like, oh, no big deal, you know, it's just like NFL Blitz or Madden.
You know, I say no big deal because he gets paid millions of dollars a year to play sports.
Who?
Oh, Buffalo Bills tight end.
I'm pretty sure he didn't get paid millions a year. He's
I don't
probably
care what he got
wage.
Paid. It's too much to run around a field.
Well, now he's not running around anywhere. So I mean,
it's risk reward.
It's a risk you take. It's an occupational hazard, right? But at the same time, that doesn't. And I'm not going to say, oh, because I play Madden. Or because I play NFL Blitz, that's cool. You know, I mean, it's
who bad can't, that he if you got can't injured.
If you can't differentiate between real life and video games, you have problems already that had nothing, to, do
nothing
with,
to do with the games.
Nothing to do with video games.
Oh no, you might read the most dangerous game and think that hunting humans is okay, but that book's been out since 1930.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just the current. It's like comic books in the 50s, and
it's like the
satanic rock in the
80s. Over the Bible and kill their family because they think God is telling them to kill their family. It's the exact same thing.
It's a load of bullshit. I don't know. So anyway, congratulations, our first non-Sony idiot of the week in ages.
Well, you know, Jack
Trenton.
Trenton hasn't been saying too much.
No. That's about it for games you haven't played but should of the week. I'm actually trying to hunt down a copy of Retronauts. I've gotten a bug up my ass that I want
to
play Retronauts.
So what's
I mean, not Retronauts. Sorry. Psychonauts.
I've got a PC copy.
You have a PC copy?
Yep.
Like a real copy?
A real copy.
Really? I was actually looking for a PC copy.
It cost me $10 on eBay.
That's what I was figuring it would cost, about 10 bucks.
I was hoping to get Jasmine X to play it, but she's been really busy and hasn't had time.
Hmm. Well, that's going to be my recommendation, even though I haven't played it. It's a recommendation to myself.
It's an awesome, awesome game. I played all the way through that one.
Nice, nice. So, have any recommendations?
When I moved
here, I'll let you. You can pick one of these guys. I have a huge stack of NES games just sitting on top of my desk for no good reason.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick any of those games.
Dude, what about Conquest of the Crystal Palace? I don't even know what that is.
No.
What about... Oh, Battletoads. That's pretty good.
Have I already suggested Evil Genius?
Yes.
Oh.
What about Ninja Gaiden 2? You know what I saw the other night?
What's that?
I actually bought on DVD. The Wizard.
With Fred Savage?
Yes. That's a terrible movie. It was awesome.
I got nothing for games you haven't played but should.
Okay.
Besides the...
Well, you can back up my
Actually,
pick of Psychonauts.
I do have one. The Temple of Elemental Evil. It's a Dungeons & Dragons game, but it did really poorly. But if you like Dungeons & Dragons at all, it perfectly uses the rules.
What era is that?
About 2 years old.
Oh, really?
PC game.
Huh.
Completely under everyone's radar. It wasn't even...
And it was officially licensed by Dungeons & Dragons?
And the week it came out, I went into GameStop, and it wasn't even on their list. It wasn't even released at GameStop.
Wow. What was it called again?
Temple of Elemental Evil. It's based on a module for D&D. Like a pre-built campaign.
Okay, good deal. So it's going to wrap it up for us this week. And we'll see if we can get you... Again, we'll be out of town next Friday. But we'll do our best to get you something soon.
And we'll be more enthusiastic.
All right, till next time.
Till next time.
All right, let's go. I'll play first so that I can die first. Go ahead, put it up.
Who wants to be with you?
Okay, I'm playing now.
All right.
Oh, that's cool.
Good practice, then, bud.
What do you say? Wait, what? Ready.
Oh!
remember, I promise we'll be with you. Always. Good summer, Sam, guys.
Women, I do these.